And now let's move even a little further to catch up on fighting involving Palestinians in Lebanon. These are Islamist militants battling the Lebanese army at a Palestinian refugee camp in the northern part of the country. They've been fighting for weeks, and more than 130 people are confirmed dead. The army says it will keep up its artillery barrage and ground operations until the al-Qaeda-inspired militants are defeated. The battle has revived questions about other armed factions operating in Lebanon, especially Syrian-controlled Palestinian groups operating outside the camps. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut.
From the hills above the Nahal Bared camp north of Tripoli, Lebanese army shells come whistling down on the primitive concrete structures in the center of the camp below. For 3 weeks, the pounding has gone on, and the army issues regular statements about its progress, but the latest reports put the Lebanese forces only a short way into the camp at a cost of more than 60 military deaths. This battle has been a real boost for the army's reputation, with all Lebanese factions backing the army in its fight against the Fatah al-Islam extremists. But Lebanese officials say other groups have joined the Islamist side of the fight, including the Palestinian militia known as the General Command. Former lawmaker Khatas Khoury, a government supporter, says this is a disturbing development.
To be frank, the groups that are fighting now in Nahr al-Bared is not only Fatah al-Islam. All the other groups that were allied with the Syrians, like the General Command and others, are also fighting with them. I think what will happen is that when we finish with Nahr al-Bared, or soon, they might trigger other incidents.
The General Command was once part of the left-wing Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. It maintained strongholds in the Baqa Valley and elsewhere. Its leader, Ahmad Jibril, is a former Syrian army captain who directs the group from Damascus. Khoury says the army has already encircled one General Command outpost in the Baqa near the Syrian border, and there's also a potential flashpoint at Al-Naimi, south of Beirut.
Also, we have another problem, which is Al-Na'mi, tunnels and camp, which is full of General Command fighters. So we have two potential security threats in these two areas, and these are outside the Palestinian camps.
Al-Naimi is a hilly area several miles south of the capital, where the General Command is believed to have a stockpile of weapons stored in a network of tunnels burrowing deep into the mountainside. After passing several checkpoints manned by young men with automatic weapons, a visiting reporter was escorted recently to meet a middle-aged man in green fatigues. He gave his nom de guerre as Abu El-Amin Khaled. He pointed out the ruins of buildings which have been hit over the years by Israeli airstrikes, most recently in last summer's war. And he said the Zionists are the enemy, not the Lebanese army. Speaking over a nearby generator, he rejected the claim that General Command fighters are fighting alongside Fatah al-Islam in the north.
I think this is an awful thing to say. We totally are against what's happening there. We're here with an agreement from the Lebanese government in 1969. We protect the camp and we take the brunt of the force of the Israelis. When they hit us.
The 1969 Cairo Accord mentioned by Khaled was abrogated by former President Amin Gemayel in 1986. And the recent Lebanese National Dialogue agreed that armed groups such as the General Command should be disarmed. But so far, there's been no move to do that. Analyst Shafiq Masri says given the government's fragile state, it's not surprising that the army is moving at such a slow pace against the Islamist militants in the Nahr al-Bared camp.
Now, it was requested, politically speaking, from the very start, that the army is going to win, but not to win completely and not to win quickly. Well, why? Because if it would have, then the politicians pushing the army to the second step, depriving the Palestinians outside the camps from their weapon. And then who knows, perhaps to the third step, depriving Hezbollah.
Officials here are worried by reports of militias receiving money and arms from Iran and Syria, calling the armed factions a serious threat to Lebanon's stability. But at the moment, it seems neither the government nor the army is strong enough to move against them. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.